This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hagiani. The Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana will be completing its 10 years tomorrow since its launch on April 8, 2015. Over 52 crore loans worth more than 32 lakh crore rupees have been sanctioned under Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana till date. The scheme was launched to provide collateral-free loans of up to 10 lakh rupees to non-corporate, non-farm, small and micro enterprises, aiming to facilitate financial inclusion and empower entrepreneurs. Under the scheme, three categories of loans are being provided. This includes Shishu of loans up to 50,000 rupees, Kishore up to 5 lakh rupees, and Tarun up to 10 lakh rupees. Nearly 70% of Mudra loans have been availed by women entrepreneurs, enhancing their financial independence and contributing to gender equality. The scheme has fostered a sense of self-reliance among marginalized groups by enabling them to sustain their livelihoods through entrepreneurship. Union Minister of Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan has assured that the central government will collaborate with the Arunachal Pradesh government to resolve any obstacles hindering the successful implementation of the Rongoge Mega Food Park. The union minister said this during the site visit of the under-construction Rongoge Mega Food Park in Bandadwa yesterday. Speaking after a review meeting, Paswan emphasized the importance of cooperation between the central and state governments for developmental initiatives. He pledged full central support for the food park given the BJP's governance in the state. Once functional, the Rongoge Mega Food Park will mark a significant step for agro-industrial growth in the northeast. Spread over 75 acres, the park will focus on fruit processing, rubber and lemon cultivation, integrated livestock farming and waste-to-wealth initiatives. The union minister was accompanied by promoter Likha Maj and senior officials from the state and central government.
और खास तौर पर क्योंकि मेरी सरकार और मेरे प्रधानमंत्री का पूर्वोत्तर के राज्यों पर विशेष ध्यान है और प्रधानमंत्री चाहते हैं कि तीव्र गति से पूर्वोत्तर के राज्यों का भी विकास हो जिस लक्ष्य के लिए और हम लोग अग्रसर हो रहे हैं 2047 तक भारत को एक विकसित देश बनाने का उसमें बहुत महत्वपूर्ण योगदान पूर्वोत्तर के राज्यों का है.
Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik interacted with Sainik School aspirants from Sarli in Kurungume district, Taksing and Daporijo in Upper Subansiri district, and Kampurijo in Kamle district at Rajbhavan Itanagar today. These young aspirants have been a part of a dedicated coaching initiative conducted by the troops of Spear Corps aimed at preparing children from remote border villages for the All India Sainik School entrance examination. While interacting with the students, the governor encouraged them to cultivate a spirit of participation, inquisitiveness, hard work and the essential habits of reading and writing. The Spear Corps initiative aims to identify, educate and motivate eligible students. Out of 65 screened students, 32 including 21 girls and 11 boys were selected for the comprehensive training. In a cabinet meeting today, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has approved the one-time relaxation of the prescribed upper age limit for direct recruitment. The one-time relaxation enables candidates to be eligible and to apply for those categories of posts where the previous vacancy notifications issued prior to 2024 has been or will be cancelled by the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission, subject to prescribed conditions. In the meantime, the cabinet also approved the proposal for framing of a common examination scheme for conducting direct recruitment to the posts of assistant engineers and junior engineers under government of Arunachal Pradesh. Additionally, notification of the Arunachal Pradesh Police Service 4th Amendment Rules 2025, amending the APPS Rules 1989, was also approved in today's cabinet meeting. Chief Minister Pema Khandu inaugurated the 13th Inter-College Youth Festival at the Rajiv Gandhi University today. On his arrival at the campus, the Chief Minister was received with a guard of honour by the NCC RGU unit. Khandu offered a floral tribute at the Wall of Heroes, a solemn and inspiring memorial at the varsity's campus. The 13th Inter-College Youth Festival 2025 is taking place at the Rajiv Gandhi University from today till April 9th next among students from various affiliated colleges of RGU. Over 500 delegates from affiliated colleges will compete in three different competitive events, namely games and sports, cultural and literary. In a significant step towards promoting sustainable horticulture and enhancing the livelihood of local farmers, Deputy Commissioner Tawang Kanki Darang today handed over high-yielding exotic vegetable seeds to the chairperson of Tawang Green Farmer Producer Company Limited, Nawang Chonzong. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.